Do you want to keep up with all their nerdy news? Of course you do, that's why you clicked on this video. So sit down, get comfortable, and let's watch This Week in Nerd.
Hey, listen!
Get nerdy. Let's start out with some kaiju goodness. Godzilla King of the Monsters, they've just released another clip that has King Ghidorah on it, the three-headed dragon. So far we have seen Mothra, we have seen Rodan, of course Godzilla, and now King Ghidorah. They're building up to Godzilla versus King Kong, and they have said that Godzilla versus King Kong, there will be a definite winner, not like the original, where it was kind of ambiguous as to who won. This one, they said there will be a clear-cut winner. So we've got, you know, we've had Godzilla, we've had Kong, Skull Island, and now we're getting Godzilla, King of the Monsters. The next one, I believe in 2020, is supposed to be Godzilla versus King Kong. Now, they have been sending out some really cool teasers through the Monarch Sciences Twitter account, which Monarch Sciences is the company in the movies who are the ones monitoring all the kaiju activity. So this is coming out May 31st of 2019. And then just short of a year later, we're going to get Godzilla versus King Kong, May 22nd, 2020. Can't wait. This looks so good, man. Just so good. I'm an old school Godzilla fan. This looks like it's going to be in the same vein. We're getting Godzilla versus all your favorites. The only one we haven't seen so far is Gamera. That's not to say he won't appear. So, you know, May of next year, right after Free Comic Book Day, we can go watch Godzilla. Staying with the movie theme, they dropped the trailer for Avengers 4 the other day. The working title, Endgame. If you haven't seen this trailer, man, it's really kind of dark. It really pulls at the heartstrings. You know, you see Tony Stark, you know, leaving his last message for Pepper. Just all this darkness. Everybody's, you know, so bummed and depressed over Thanos doing the snap and killing off half of everything. And in this whole trailer, man, it was just so dark and depressing until like the last 10 seconds. we get to see Paul Rudd reprise Ant-Man. He shows up at Avengers headquarters, and you've got Black Widow and Cap, you know, checking out the camera. And there's Ant-Man. He's like, hey, man. Hey, guys. I'm here. What's going on? Can I help? Paul Rudd, dude, is comedy gold. He doesn't age either, so I think he's part vampire. Don't care, because he makes some awesome freaking comedic movies. Ant-Man, now people are speculating it might be Ant-Man rather than Captain Marvel who saves the whole universe. That would be a little bit of a twist. I mean, if you've read the comics, you know they're deviating a little bit, because in the comics, it is Nebula who actually takes the gauntlet away from Thanos and returns everything back to normal. That may still be what happens in Avengers Endgame. I would hope not. I don't want to see a shot-for-shot reproduction from the comic books. You know, a little twist here and there to keep me on my toes is good, as long as they remain true to the spirit of the comic and don't change a whole lot of stuff needlessly. I'm really looking forward to Avengers Endgame. I think everybody is. In fact, even Marvel Studios is looking forward to it, because they moved it up a week. Yeah, it was originally going to come out May 3rd, right before Free Comic Book Day. They moved it up to April 26th. So we'll get to see it a week earlier. So if you want to see what happened to everybody after the famous snap of his fingers from Thanos, we see, it looks like in the comics, he's kind of retired off to his own little farm planet there. Just wants to take it easy, rest assured that, you know, I don't think he is a villain in his own mind. He did what he thought had to be done to save the universe because it was being overpopulated. This was what he thought had to be done. He was one of the only ones strong enough to do it. So guess what? He did it. He got it done. caused a lot of heartache. You know, was it the right thing to do? Maybe, you know, you can argue both points. What gave him the right to play God? But then again, by decreasing everything by half, did he actually save the universe? Debatable. Doesn't matter. Still going to be a good movie. Avengers 4, April 26th. Go watch it with me. Firefly fans, brown coats, whatever you want to call yourself. I'm one of them. Not a brown coat, but I am a Firefly fan. Saffron is getting her own one-shot comic from Boom Studios. If this proves popular enough, which I believe pre-sales, it's already sold out, which is a good thing. Firefly, Bad Company. I don't know why they call it Bad Company number one. If it's a one-shot, why do you need to put a number on it? Don't understand that. That's dumb. It just confuses people. When you put a number on it, a number one on it, they're expecting a number two, maybe a number three. Stop, man. Just call it Firefly Bad Company. Come on, guys. Anyway, Saffron getting her own one-shot. Boom Studios. Saffron, if you ever watched Firefly, she's one of the more popular characters. Definitely one of my favorite characters. She's only in, I think, two, maybe three episodes of the whole first. There's only one season anyway. It got canceled. But she made a very lasting impression. Really strong character. Just a great, great character. Getting her own one-shot. Run to your comic book store and grab it. I don't know if they're going to do a second printing or not. But like I said, pre-orders have sold out. It comes out in March. So if you want to continue your Firefly fix, here you go. Firefly Bad Company with Saffron. Okay, comics writer Brian K. Vaughan. It's just been revealed he signed a development deal with Legendary TV. This is huge. If you don't know the name Brian K. Vaughan, he's written some of the better stuff out there lately. A lot of his stuff has already been adapted for TV shows. We have Why the Last Man is being adapted as we speak. Runaways is already a hit show on Hulu. And he was a co-creator on Lost. But he's really known for lately is his work on Saga. Saga is just an amazing, it's like Romeo and Juliet meets Star Wars. Just a really good, I've not talked to anybody who's read that series and said they hated it. It's just a great, great series. But I do remember in an interview a while back, he did say that Saga is one that he did not want to adapt for a TV or movie. We'll see if Legendary can change his mind. If not, you know, he is on slate to work with them to create some new stuff, if not adapting some of his older stuff. So Brian K. Vaughan, we're going to see more of him on the small screen, maybe the big screen, Legendary Pictures. All right, I'm going to go out on a high note with you guys. Back in when MTV actually used to still show music, I think the M used to stand for music. Anyway, they used to have a show called Celebrity Deathmatch. This show was friggin' amazing, man. They had the claymation little celebrities that had deathmatch wrestling events in a wrestling ring. It was ahead of its time. They would pit these guys who are similar. I think upcoming they're going to have Chris Rock versus The Rock. Celebrity deathmatch. Deathmatch, of course, one of them is going to die. MTV is rebooting this, and they are getting executive produced by none other than Ice Cube. That's right. They've partnered with Ice Cube and Cube Vision to bring Deathmatch back to us. I got to imagine the graphics might be a little better. The graphics weren't bad. It was claymation back then. I don't know if they're going to do claymation again or if they're going to CGI it and just make it look like claymation because claymation is pretty time consuming. I mean, MTV is looking at rebooting a couple of their other licenses. I'm not so excited about those, like a live action Aeon Flux. And they're working on a Facebook version for Real World. Facebook is trying to get into the streaming service. I mean, they've seen YouTube get heavy into it. They've seen the success of Netflix and you know, DC streaming service, and Disney's got theirs coming up. So Facebook doesn't want to miss that boat. I'm not sure Real World is the vessel they want to use to bust into the streaming service. I'm not sure that Real World is what you want to use to get into streaming service. You could have made a better choice there, Mr. Zuckerberg. There's other things you could have done, but hey, it is what it is. We're going to see, at least we're getting Celebrity Deathmatch back in 2019. As always, I want to thank you guys for watching this video. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Just remember, your subscriptions help me to make more videos in the future. Your subscriptions mean a lot. If you want to see every new video I put up, just mash that bell icon right there. That'll notify you every time a new video comes up. If you're one of my auditory only friends, you can subscribe to us on any podcast platform. I will see you next week. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.